I'm not sure if I got the right number. I'm blind. If I haven't, please forgive me. But I was calling for Mark to see if he could please take me and my wheelchair and my blind eyes and my stapled up knee to Waring Road tomorrow at 2:30 so that they could look at it to see if they have to put me back in the hospital or if they're going to have to amputate it or what they're going to have to do, because it's been infected now for 5 years and they're finally starting to get somewhere. But the left knee, I fell on it yesterday because a quote unquote friend, Mark, that we both know, Ted, rearranged the kitchen and moved my wheelchair, and I'm over here sliding my behind on the floor to find it. And just as I find it, I go to get up on the bed. He turned around and took the brakes off. I did not know, and I hit my staples on my knee on my left, and the butterflies on the right. The 6 or 8 that I have, they keep it closed. Dead onto the bars and then on the feet, because they're still trying. And then they're going to, as soon as that heals up, they're going to do my feet and my femur bone, so that way I can get my heel down from what the last doctor had did that messed up my surgery, messed up my legs from walking, so that way I can walk again. But my appointment is at 2:30, and if you could please return the call back and let me know at 743-1443. And I have to be in San Marcos on Tuesday at about 8:10, or about 8:10, and I'd be more than happy to pay you, Mark, for the gas, if you can. Would you please call me in room 109 and let me know? Yes, I'm still in room 109. Because I don't have anybody to read me a newspaper to help me find, so I can find a place, and or a share rental, and I don't trust the person that was living here, because I don't believe in being told, drop your drawers, I'll cut part of you off, and I'll carry it around with me. I'm a lady, but I'm not that much of a lady when it comes to somebody threatening my life, because I'll blow their brains out, and you know me, Mark. But the gentleman, then last night I was up all night because he took off, and he was found in China Lake. The police had to take and shoot the rope. He had a heart attack, had two small and one large heart attack, and he refused the nitro, and he